Hello, this is Dave Morris. Today my talk is about the podcasts that I listen to. I listen to quite a lot of podcasts. I started listening to them around about 2005 after I'd bought my first portable player. I've always been a keen radio listener, and so podcasts sort of stood in for that sort of process, except that it allowed me to pick and choose more readily. So nowadays I listen to podcasts pretty much to the exclusion of about everything else. I've got several players that I've bought new or picked up on eBay, and I rotate between these. I gave up watching TV more than 2 years ago now. British TV is not bad, but it's the quantity of garbage to anything of any quality is so high that I just cannot be bothered to fish out the good bits. I've written my own Podcatcher software, which is an adaptation of Bashpodder, but I keep all the data about the feeds in a Postgres database, and that allows me to manage everything. Keeps details of feeds, the episodes within them, lets me make playlists and assign them to players and stuff like that. Fairly geeky stuff and tuned for my own needs. So, getting on to the podcast, my interests range widely. I'm retired and I'm a great believer in lifelong learning, so I listen to stuff from astronomy through to virology. Obviously, because I'm a HPR listener and a contributor, I have a bias towards IT-related stuff, but I was also educated as a scientist, so I listen to quite a lot of science. And when I started planning this talk, I was listening to 84 feeds, subscribed to 84 feeds. Now it's up to 87. I've really got to prune some of these back. I'm giving you the 84 in this particular episode and another one that will follow. So in order to organize my feeds, I've categorized them fairly arbitrarily by my own categorization. So that allows me to load, for example, all of the science episodes on one player, things like documentaries on another player, and so forth, and I can swap between them. I've added the category to the database, and the list that I've offered you in the show notes has this category in it, just for your amusement or whatever. I made a list of all the podcasts in the show notes using a tool I wrote around the database. But what I tried to include was the feed and also the website. As far as the website's concerned, I've got it most of the time, but there are a few cases the feeds don't contain a valid website, and I haven't corrected those. I've also included an OPML version of the whole list in case you maybe want to skip this talk and just load it and look at them yourself. Okay, let's get into the first batch. So starting off, we have Friday Night Comedy. This is the comedy section of stuff that I listen to. So Friday Night Comedy is a BBC production, 30 minutes long. It's a podcast of a couple of radio shows that alternate. Now, I suppose I ought to say I'm pointing at BBC stuff in many, many cases, and I'm not sure exactly how visible these are outside the UK. I know some of them are because they're part of the BBC World Service, but I'm not sure whether they all are. So if you find that these pointers are not available to you, I'm very sorry. So, yeah, that's Friday Night Comedy. I also listen to one called the Geologic Podcast, which has got nothing to do with geology. I think somebody else has referred to this as well. It's done by a guy called George Harab, who is a musician, and the Geo in Geologic is his name, of course. He's a very funny guy. He's very big in the skeptical movement. He does lots of weird characters on his show, which he obviously enjoys recording. And he does spots like Religious Moron of the Week, which is always amusing in by my measure of things. Anyway, that's about an hour. The particular shows are. Moving on into my documentary category, I listen to Documentary of the Week from the BBC. This contains a collection of documentaries and interviews. and they cover all manner of subjects. A recent episode was looking at whether using standing desks was a good idea for fitness. They can vary between 30 minutes and an hour. In Our Time is the next one. This is a very quite academic type of program. It's very, very, very good. It's one of my favorites. All manner of discussions on everything from science through to art subjects. They recently had one on the states of matter, talking about, you know, solid, liquid, gas, and other states that matter can occur in, which I certainly find fascinating. This is around about 50 minutes to an hour. Lives in a Landscape, another BBC production, is documentaries about people and their lives in Britain. It's about 30 minutes long. And then the last one in this category is Radio 3 Documentary. This is another one of these wide-ranging series through history, science, philosophy, etc., etc. You'll see it in the show notes. These are good. These are very good. Require a fair bit of listening, attentive listening. I think I'm not always that good at giving when I'm listening to podcasts. So these are the ones I sometimes have to rewind and listen to all over again because I miss them. So moving on, next category is environment. I only listen to one in this category called Costing the Earth, where they look at all manner of environmental issues. This is about 30 minutes long. It's very good, actually. It's a good thing. I listen to more. I'm not sure they have much more in that category. Next category is film. I'm maybe not so much of a film buff as I used to be. I tend not to go to films as much as I used to do. I'm not quite sure why that is. Possibly because there's so many disappointing films out there. But I listen to Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo's Film Reviews, which is a very idiosyncratic program. Another radio thing from the BBC, where they do deal with films in quite a lot of depth, but Mark Kermode, who's the film critic, tends to have some rather quirky opinions about stuff, and I really don't agree with some of his things, but it's quite fun to listen to, nevertheless. The film programme is the second one in this category, which is less opinionated, I think, but also quite comprehensive in terms of the reviews that it does. I should have said that the Mark Kermode one can vary up to an hour and 30 minutes and possibly more in length, whereas the film program is a 30-minute program. So it's pretty. Just looking back, I think these have all been BBC things I've told you about so far. Moving on to literature, which is another category, I listen to two. These are not BBC productions. One is called Escape Pod. I think they're from the same stable, Escape Pod and Podcastle. Escape Pod is science fiction short stories, which vary in length. Some can be really quite long, actually. And obviously, they vary in their appeal, because it's such a matter of opinion, obviously. There's often discussion about them afterwards, and there's a forum where you can go and join in the discussion. I do really enjoy these. Podcastle is similar sort of thing, but fantasy. I'm pretty certain that Christiana Ellis has done stuff on Escape Pod. I think she's been a reader on there, just thinking about the audiobook club. Next category is music. I don't listen to a lot of music through this route. I do listen to music a fair bit, but not as a podcast. But I do listen to CC Hits, which is Creative Commons music. This is the daily feed I listen to. Creative Commons music, around about 5 minutes each piece. It's produced every day. You do get to hear some quite interesting stuff. The thing I find about it, it's quite hard to find the music after you've heard it and liked it. But that's probably me. Next category is nature. Quite why I've separated nature and environment, I don't know. I've got here two BBC productions, Best of Natural History Radio, which is quite a wide-ranging series of natural history programmes. Mostly UK-based, I think. I'm not sure that's true, actually. No, I suspect they cover the world. Coast and Country tends to be more Britain-oriented. This is really sort of interviews with people out in the countryside of the UK, finding out about local wildlife and issues in local localities around the UK. Next category is opinion, rather vague category actually. Point of view is the first one in this. It's another BBC show. Just realised I've got my notes are in a different order from what I'm looking at here. Anyway, never mind. Point of view, just 10-minute slot of different viewpoints on the current world. The Moral Maze is one I've recently signed up to, which is a quite in-depth debate for 30 minutes or more on all manner of moral issues. And Thinking Aloud is really a sort of updates on the world of sociology. Well, they don't use the term sociology much, but as a scientist, I was taught that sociology was non-scientific. I think that's completely rubbish these days. But anyway, that's actually quite an interesting show. 30 minutes in length. I know why I got things out of order. I jumped a section. I missed out the news category, and I listened to two in this category from our own correspondent, a BBC thing, which is reports from BBC correspondents all over the world, correspondents and journalists. And this one's a bit weird. Peter Day's World of Business. This guy called Peter Day goes all over the place looking at different ways that people run businesses. And it's not really the sort of stuff I would have expected I would like, but I do quite enjoy them. Both of those 30 minutes long. So, jumping forward, we're into, I think, number 20 in my list. Science, the science category, which is quite large. Starting here with 365 Days of Astronomy. Now, this is obviously a show a day, variable in length, lots and lots and lots of astronomy things. Some are overlaps with the feeds that I'm listening to independently. But there's some, if you're into astronomy at all, there's some really, really good stuff there. Astronomy Cast is the next one, which is also available in the 365 Days of Astronomy. This is a good introduction, good explanations of concepts in astronomy, discussion of topics, 30 minutes or so. One I've signed up to recently is called Awesome Astronomy. I don't think I've got it on my list, actually. Things have got slightly out of step in my lists. I have to make sure my show notes that I've pre-prepared do reflect what I'm telling you about. I hadn't realised this was going to be such a large task when I started it. Anyway, Awesome Astronomy is a British-based show. It's not the BBC, and it's a monthly show, I think. There's a sky guide, what to look out for in the sky, and also quite a good magazine type thing, mostly based around the UK astronomy issues. That's up to an hour, that particular one. Next we've got BBC Inside Science. This is a science magazine show, about 30 minutes long, which is good. Click, the next one. This is really a technology show. They're looking at computing and technology issues, around about 30 minutes. BBC show Discovery, another BBC one. Wow, I do listen to a lot of BBC stuff. Science documentaries. Recently had a show on free will. It seems to be a subject of debate at the moment. Is there any such thing as free will? Trouble is, I've not heard anybody define what free will is yet. Maybe it's me, I don't know. So, next, we've got sort of fairly lightweight one, Dr. Carl and the Naked Scientist. This is a rather odd show, BBC thing again, where it's a section of an all-night radio show where they alternate between a guy from Sydney, Australia, Dr. Carl, and a group in Cambridge called the Naked Scientists, who come on and discuss science matters. 30 minutes long. Inside Health is the next one. Health-related topics being discussed. This is very, very good, I find. I'm quite interested in the whole subject of medicine and health. At one point I was thinking of going into medicine myself, but never did. Then we get to a whole series of the a podcast produced by the Naked Science Group. There was a time several years ago where putting the word naked into show names was seen by somebody, I don't know who the hell it was, as a good thing. So we've got Naked Sciences, we had the Naked Chef. I don't know quite what it's meant to do. Get people excited and want to go and watch it or something and listen to it. It seems stupid to me, but there you go. Naked Astronomy, regardless of all that, is an excellent astronomy show, 30 minutes long, from this group. They also do the Naked Genetics, which, if you're at all interested in genetics, is quite a good insight into latest stuff in this area. Naked Neuroscience is another one, if you're at all interested in that subject. There was one called Naked Oceans, which I think is now on hiatus. They seem not to have produced a show for quite some time. It was all about marine issues. So, moving on to the next batch, Science for People is a show from Canada, which does a one-hour in-depth look at all manner of science topics. This is really good, actually. It does dig very deeply into these subjects, the subjects that it deals with, and I certainly find it to be one of the best I listen to in terms of not just skimming over the surface of the subject. Science in Action is a BBC show which covers science news for half an hour. The Digital Human is the next one, which is looking at humans in a digital culture. That's, I should say, a lot of these BBC shows, not too surprisingly, because they're radio shows, they're on for maybe 6 weeks and then they go off the air for a while, and that's reflected in the podcast feed, naturally enough. Next is The Infinite Monkey Cage. I think somebody else has mentioned this in their list of feeds. This is a discussion between Brian Cox, the physicist, and a comedian, Robin Ince, about all manner of subjects in science. It's both quite deep in terms of its look into these subjects, and also very amusing because they can both talk together in amusing ways. Next we have The Life Scientific, a BBC show where Professor Jim Al-Khalili interviews leading scientists for 30 minutes or so. Very good insight into how scientists have ended up where they are, what their careers have been like. Quite fascinating, I find. And then we have the main Naked Science show, Naked Science podcast. This is a science magazine show of about an hour. It's actually very good, although it's a slightly jokey feel to it. They do go quite deep into subjects, and I'm always impressed at the way in which they can interview people and get right down to the heart of the matter. Unlike so much in the way of journalists these days who are dealing in science matters seem to have no clue about what they're doing. Certainly not the case with the Naked Scientists. Now there's some real heavyweights in the science section. This week in microbiology with Vincent Racaniello. Vincent Racaniello is a professor at Columbia University in New York. He's a virologist, but he has this particular drive to get the subject that he's interested in out to the wide world. So you can join his lectures on Coursera. I think you can watch stuff that he does on YouTube as well. But he does three podcasts. This week in microbiology is talking about the subject of microbes in general, excluding viruses. So it's bacteria and fungi. And so it's actually very, very good. I find this one very listenable. If you haven't got the background in that area, you might struggle a bit, because it is really very deep. Lasts about 1.5 hours, this particular show. The second one in this group is This Week in Parasitism. Again, Vincent Racaniello is discussing parasites with a colleague who's a parasitologist. They look at eukaryotic parasites, which means anything with of a cellular nature with nuclei. So that means it doesn't include bacteria and doesn't include viruses. But boy, does it cover a lot. If you're at all squeamish about parasites, I think you'd probably be best to keep away from this one. Though I'm deeply fascinated by the whole subject of parasitology, parasitism. And the third one, or the last one in the science topic subject line, is This Week in Virology with Vincent Racaniello. Now this is very, very advanced stuff. They look at the news in virology and analyse papers on the subject. And I have to admit, it goes over my head to a fair degree. At one point I was thinking of maybe getting into virology because we had not... There was very little known on the subject when I was a student. So I was quite fascinated with what's happening in that area. But the level of molecular biology and so forth that you need to really understand it seems to be considerable. So I'm not doing very well as a student of this subject at the moment. But I put it here as a landmark podcast for this particular subject, if you're at all interested in it. So my last podcast in today's show is a different category, science fiction. I did used to listen to more science fiction stuff. Doctor Who was one category, and the podcast I mentioned here, Doctor Who Radio Free Skaro, is the only one I now listen to. I have been a Doctor Who fan since it started. I was a kid when it started up, and I remember watching it scared behind the sofa, all that stuff, and was very, very pleased when it came back to life again a few years ago. So this, I find, is the best of the bunch in terms of Doctor Who podcasts. So if you're at all interested in that subject, I would recommend it. So that is the end of my list. I will do the remaining batch in another show in due course. All right. Okay, thanks very much. And if you have a show in mind that you would like to do for yourself, then please do it and submit it, because HPR is getting very low on shows at the moment. Okay, thanks. Goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.